Thanks to Grammarly for supporting the morning stream. Grammarly is a communication tool that helps people improve their writing to be mistake-free, clear, and effective. Start writing confidently by going to grammarly.com/TMS and get 20% off a Grammarly premium account today. Coming up on TMS, thanks for the armpit.
Prince Philip is a bad driver.
Philip!
Put it in my veins.
Pornhub has new stats.
Ford makes butts.
Call now and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
By the light, that glue reeks like the breath of an elder dog. How can you bear such a stink?
Now I was gonna call you a dick swab.
The Morning Stream with Scott and Brian and a caveman.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to TMS. It's the morning stream for January 21st, 2019. It's 9:12 in the a.m. It's a little late. We're starting a little late. I'm Scott Johnson. That's Brian Ibbett. Hi, Brian. How you doing, buddy?
Hi, Scott. You know, it's Martin Luther King Day. We get a little bit of a break on starting late and all that stuff, right? Because, you know, we're all kind of, this is kind of a sleep-in kind of day for people who don't work for themselves and don't really have days off. And
yeah. Like, my whole household is just chilling this morning except for me. I was up racing around and ended up having... We had a big snowstorm last night. I think it knocked something out, so I had to reboot a bunch of things and reset one of the breakers. Our water stopped burping, though, so that's good.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, no more burpy burp out of the thing. I think that was a one-off.
Drop a couple Gas-X tablets down the drain and fix that all up.
A little neutralized... what do they do? It's like... what's that stuff? When you burn something, charcoal, you neutral, petrified charcoal or something. Anyway, whatever. It just stopped burping. And so I got in the shower and it was like burp free and it was fantastic. And I enjoyed a nice hot shower without a single burp, which is good.
Perfect.
So everybody who was worried about that, worry no more. It's not a problem anymore. Anyway, it's good to be back, everybody. We got a big full show full of stuff, except no Schleicher and no Trek nerd, no Daryl.
I know, I'm bummed because I was really, really looking forward to eating an Oreo today. I was like, all right, I'm going to eat an Oreo today. Yeah. It's going to happen.
There are three boxes right over there, and we can't do
three packages, yes.
I may have snuck one. I may have. I'm just
did
saying.
You?
May have, yeah. I may have. I'm not saying I did. I'm just saying I might have.
I almost did. It's like I was looking at one. I was like, you know, I could just have one of these now. And I resisted. I resisted the urge, Scott.
Mm. I tried the Rocky Road one, if I'm honest, and it was really good. But I'll be happy to try it again. Don't you worry about that.
Well, see, now I'm wondering, maybe I could just try one and it just wouldn't be a big deal now that, you know,
let the peer pressure flow through you. It's fine.
Exactly. Nope, not going to do it.
How many points is an Oreo? Do you know?
I think we figured that out last time. Wasn't an Oreo, like, it's funny because they kind of generalize all the Oreos, and I think... 7 Oreos are 3 points, or 3 Oreos are 7 points, or something like that. Like, it's, here we go. 3 Oreos are 7 points. So if I just have one Oreo.
Yeah, what is that, like a point and a half or two?
Point and a half, but the way they do it, let's see. So if I say serving size, 1 cookie, then it costs me, dang it, do that again here.
Because they don't do incremental 1 point whatever points, right? It's just a point is a point.
It's one, right, exactly. So 2 points for one.
Okay. That's not bad.
Not at all.
You get what, like 30 points a day?
I get 37 a day now.
Okay, well, plug one of those babies in.
And I accidentally just hit track. I basically just added it to my day. I just said I hit a button that said I ate that cookie.
Then you got to eat the cookie now. You have to eat the cookie.
I have to eat the cookie. I mean, because I could go and delete, but that's a lot of work, right? Should I just do a Rocky Road?
Yes, those are really good. Yeah, we'll just test there. Here we go. We're testing one. Thanks, thanks, Mary, once again.
Mary, yes, right there. The Rocky Road trip Oreo.
Yeah. One of my favorites in a while. I think it's really good.
People will now hear the...
Make it burp.
Package open for the very first time.
Yeah, there you go.
For the very first time!
They are good, Free Rangers. Well, Brian will now confirm or not, but I think they're good.
We smell. Yeah. It's got a delightful vintage. A bouquet that's not assuming, but a little oaky.
Is it earthy? Because they always say
it's earthy.
Okay.
I was looking, you know, the inside frosting. Kind of was expecting white and brown mix, like, you know, like a typical Rocky Road with your marshmallow. And
sure.
I'll let it slide.
Okay. It's a little dark. You're right.
Mmm.
It's good, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, flavor-wise, they nailed it.
Holy cow. I may have to have another one of those.
Yeah. Chat room.
Oh, this is...
This
is damn good.
SoCo Fab Lab says, OMG, Fatty Scott is trying to make Brian fat. It's one Oreo. We're not trying to make anybody fat here, okay? Just calm yourself down.
And you didn't take offense to him calling you Fatty Scott?
No. He's right. I'm a little fat right now. I mean, you can't really tell. Like, people see me in public, they're like, oh, great big 6'4" guy. Right, he looks normal and not. But I am, but for me, for my height, I'm... If I was short, I'd be a monster right now, I think.
Well, I like this. We wear our weight well.
Yeah, I like what we do. I like this Keep Calm and Eat a Cookie Monster thing that JK put in there. Well done, dude.
Is that what he put in there?
Yeah. Nice.
I saw a link. All right. There is something interesting, though, that is something that you do get with Rocky Road, but there are chunks of like...
Yeah, they make it rocky.
Almond. Yeah, there's rockiness in there
that
I wasn't expecting. It's not just cookie and... filling. It's like there's some
Those guys in the science lab down there at Oreo down on Oreo Lane, they're working late in their lab coats putting rocks in the road. It's pretty impressive.
Did you read this?
No. What does it say?
All right, so you get your Rocky Road cookie, right? And then in the bottom corner there's like a little disclaimer. I'm putting it up to the camera here, but it says cookie with marshmallow bits and Rocky Road flavored cream. That is in a very contrasty font that is easy to read.
Yeah.
White on green with a black outline. Then.
Oh, yeah. Look at that below.
Brown
that.
With a weird, you know, like really close to the same color as the stuff underneath says, with soy nut inclusions.
What's a soy nut inclusion?
I don't know.
I don't want to know. I don't think I want to know. What would be a soy nut inclusion?
That's probably the what makes it rocky, the soy nut inclusions.
I don't
what
like
is an
it.
Inclusion, yeah. though? I mean, like, I understand like when you include something, but...
Yeah. Up in the corner, they try to distract you up in the corner. It's like, what does this say? I can't read it. Oh, up in the corner, it says, always made with rococo. Oh, that's nice. Yeah, well, Oreo.
Soy nut inclusions.
You got us again with your soy nut inclusions. I wonder if that's a searchable term.
Yes.
Soy
yeah, it is.
Nut.
It seems to be the way to allow those who can't have nuts to still experience the texture of them.
Okay, so, but unless you're allergic to soy like Corinne or somebody, you're screwed. But
right.
Soy nut here. Let's see, soy
yeah,
nut.
Yeah, see, God, you'd think that would be prominent because people do have soy allergies. So having that on there.
Yeah, you'd want to make that clear, right?
You'd want to make it, yeah, exactly.
Soy nuts are made from soybeans soaked in water, drained, and then baked or roasted. They can be used in place of nuts. And are high in protein and dietary fiber. All right, so a nut substitute, which I used to have every week in junior high, at least one. Hey, check it out, you guys. I got a weird thing in the email. You want to hear about it?
Yes, please. Please do tell.
I've had nudies before. I've had people send, fans will send weird stuff, but this one takes the cake. I reported it on Twitter earlier in the weekend, and now I'm going to bring it up on the show because it seems like the perfect place for it. But somebody sent me a close-up photo of their armpit. I don't know why.
Did you, do you know who sent it? I guess you'd have to, Chris, because it came in email, right?
I don't have any idea. It's a generic-looking Gmail address with no name on it. So I don't know who did it.
Can you even tell if it's female armpit or male armpit?
It looks like it could be either. It's either a, okay. It's either a nasty lady armpit or it's a regular dude armpit shaved. You know what I mean?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because there's no...
But it is shaved.
It's shaved, but it's also a little stubbly, you know? Like a little stubble in there going on.
Right.
And it just... It looks like somebody's fetishy ass looking nasty armpit photo. And it doesn't look like... well, okay. I mean, I'm making broad assumptions. For all I know, it's not the person who sent it. Maybe it's a different armpit.
Really?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. It could be, right. They could be, took a picture of somebody else's armpit and send it to you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of when, I know that there have been recent film sex where what gross got out the most had to be, it was something that had to do with an armpit. Wasn't there? Like there was some sort of.
Oh, what was
armpit
that?
Related.
Yeah.
Grossness that came up. I guess we could ask Dunaway when he shows up later, but.
Yeah, maybe.
Or maybe
he'll
it was
remember.
Here on TMS we were talking about gross armpit. Sitting on the...
I don't remember what it was. Something about an armpit. You're right. So maybe that's it. And when it's that, it's fine. Because that's just someone just trolling me and being funny.
Uh-huh. It totally is. Oh, it absolutely is. Would be even better if they send an email saying, this is my grandma's armpit. Because it does seem that when there's the word armpit, the modifier that seems to gross you out the most is grandma's armpit.
Yeah, grandma's armpit. Exactly. Wait a minute. What about the fact that the subject line was "Hey baby"? Should I worry about that? Because
that's really
all it was. It was just "Hey baby."
100% better. That makes this thing. Like,
I mean, it's
even
better,
better,
but I don't know if it clears up anything about origin or.
Or intent. Yeah. I think intent is the question here. Was it intent to arouse or to troll or to?
I don't know.
To make it on the show, which successful, probably all three.
Not the aroused part.
Except the aroused part.
No, sorry, Bob. What's the opposite of that? And that's what it did, is the opposite of arouse. So there you go.
You get sent an armpit.
D-rouse.
I get sent over the weekend, and this is really more a Pokemon Go podcast, but a fan of the Pokemon Go podcast sent me this guy.
What is that?
Which is, these are Nano Leaf. So these are these cool colored light panels. Little triangular light panels that you can organize, you know, stick them on your wall. You connect them with little miniature USB clips.
Yeah.
And they react to sound. They just change color, you know, kind of magically and stuff like that. So in that corner where the TMS sign is, I'm actually going to be changing that to be a big Nano Leaf C.
Oh.
That probably will appear on the show tomorrow.
Very
starting
nice.
Tomorrow. Then I'll move the TMS sign probably over here or something.
Okay. And when that you got like a rotating picture panel right now that I haven't noticed until today for some reason.
This is so this was a thing that I did over Christmas break, which was basically you take an old monitor and a Raspberry Pi and you use You install software on it and make this thing that just kind of constantly has the time and the weather and then a rotating photo that goes behind it. Right there is me and my dad at a wedding a couple of years ago.
Oh, that's your dad.
That's my dad.
Oh. Does he have hair? Do I see hair on him?
Yeah, he has hair.
Oh.
He has lots of hair.
Wow.
That's not the way it works. It's
well,
my
it's supposed
mother's
to be mother.
Father that causes,
right. It's supposed to be your father or your mother's father.
Maternal father, yes.
But my maternal father-in-law, or no, how's it work? Wait, sorry.
Your maternal grandfather.
Right. He had no hair. All his, from like 22
really?
On, just went, receded immediately, went into the war. By the time he got back from the war, had nothing, just like a sheen of nothing. He shaved it for the rest of his life because there was nothing left in that hair. And somehow, jump ahead, my mom marries my dad. My dad's super bald, like incredibly bald. And all of the brothers and aunts and great aunts and great uncles and all those people, all the male inhabitants were all bald. I didn't get, I have plenty of hair. It's still going. It's still good.
That's crazy. Yeah. Then you've beat the odds, Scott.
Or there's a secret in the family. No one will tell me about who the real father was.
Because the mailman had hair too.
You know, that milkman had a lush head of hair.
That's right. Yeah, so it's not a guarantee, but it is it does increase the chances that you're going to go bald if your maternal grandfather is bald.
Yeah, it's good news for Nick, I guess, cuz if he'll be able to keep that lush monster he has right now forever, cuz her dad has tons of hair. Thick, rich Corinthian hair.
Right. And if Taylor has a boy, that helps him, right?
Yeah, he is having
Taylor's
a boy.
Father,
they are having a boy. And
there you go.
By the way, they're only two weeks?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Really close, huh?
I asked her, I said, hey, how long? And she says 2 weeks. I said, I said, are you excited? Are you feeling any pain yet? And she goes, 2 weeks.
Oh, and no. Then, oh, no. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger in a fat suit.
Yeah, third time her face went inside was Arnold. So I don't know what to think about it. It's very odd. Anyway, so there you go. Armpits in the mail. Everybody, nice. get yours today. All right, Brian, you say you have some audio for me in the TMS covers folder.
I do. So yesterday, Tina and I went to the Mammoth game. They had a weird Sunday afternoon game, which is usually Friday and Saturday nights are the National League lacrosse games. But yeah. For whatever reason, they've had two Sunday games this year. And a guy apparently who's been in the seat before, directly behind us, I'd never noticed him until this time. Mm. But you know, we sat down like, hey, how's it going? Oh, good, man. How you doing? Oh, good, good. Enjoy the game tonight. All right. Yeah, you too. And give him, you know, normal deep voice. But he's one of those guys that his deep talking voice is not his screaming at the game voice.
Ah.
So when they start chanting, defense, defense, you know, when our team is down here and we got to block our goal, protect our goal.
Yeah.
Go ahead and press the one, play the one. Oh, yeah. And he wouldn't always go defense. Sometimes he would just go fence.
Really? Yeah. Oh, so here's the one. Okay, I'll play the one titled fence. Here you go, yes. Everybody.
Defense! Fence!
Ah, he would just yell fence.
Fence!
That's ridiculous. Hold on.
I got defense! Fence!
What? That's Tina laughing. Why would he just say fence?
I don't know. Defense. You know, you got to have that defense.
Yeah. I mean, at some point in your life, you're like, I'm like too tired. I can't say the first word. I can only get fence out. That's what I'll
fence!
Say.
Fence! and then you've got the second clip is what happens when somebody from the opposing team gets put into the penalty box.
Yeah.
Everybody in the stadium goes, get in the box, and get in the box.
Right.
So we hold up signs that say get in the box. You'll hear him in this one as
all
well.
All right, here we go. Check this out.
Get in the box!
I guess you kind of hear everybody in that one. It's funny because in the video, you see him and you can kind of pick out which one is him. He's really, it's like you think you're hearing a little kid in that audience there. It's just him going, get in the box!
Wait, I'm going to see if I can pick him out now.
Okay.
Now I can hear it. Yeah. What the yes. heck? It's like a little helium boy off to the side.
That's which is great. Weird because, like I said, when we sat down and said, oh, hey, how's it going? Good, man. Hey, enjoy the game. You know, it's like, it wasn't like, oh, good, good. How are you doing?
Oh my gosh, that's so good. All right, there's one more in here. What's this the deal here? It says stars. What's
that's
this one?
The middle. That's our Indian in the middle today.
Oh, that's our song. Oh, okay. It's listed. They're in the same format, and it doesn't have album art, so it looked like
oh,
it was.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It looked nope. like it's the only one that isn't an MP3. I'm like,
no, that's our Indian in the middle.
All right, sweet. I hope it's that guy singing a song.
That's I hope it's that guy singing too, that you say that, yeah.
That would be amazing. All right. Well, eventful things happening in our lives. And,
yes, exactly.
We can add to that by bringing Brian Dunaway in, who will be a part of today's Battle Royale proceedings.
Yay!
Indeed. I need to
yay!
See if this works. Why won't it work? Here we go. It's Brian Dunaway all the way from South Carolina. Hello, Brian Dunaway. How are you?
Oh, hi, Scott and Brian.
Oh, hello. Ooh, you're in a,
hi, Brian Dunaway.
You're in like a little muffly place like this today.
I was going to ask you. I was going to ask you that, guys. For this one, or over here?
Oh, I don't know. Just give me the second one.
The first. Okay, this is number two.
That's better.
Oh, yeah, number two.
Number
for sure.
Two, all the way.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Hold on a second.
Yeah. You take your
lock in there.
You take your time there, buddy. You take your time. It's not a problem. We just got this casual show we do. It's fine. We don't, there's no clocks ticking today. It's Martin Luther King. It's Milk Day, I like to call
milk,
it.
Milk Day.
Milk Day. Everybody get a big glass of milk and celebrate.
Come in the name of love.
I have your a dream. Name. I did have a dream last night.
And did
it,
you?
Yeah, I did. And it involved not the freedom of anyone or set of people or anything optimistic like that. My dream involved, for some reason, a man sitting in a chair staring at me with no eyes. Just staring at me with two black, vacant, void eyes.
Gotcha. So yeah. no irises, but like all pupil.
Not even that. Just, yeah. Just black. Just pure, holes. And they just went on into the abyss forever. And I don't know what he wanted.
Was he the guitarist, the bass guitarist for Limp Bizkit?
No, he wasn't. He was... I like that you even know what that guy looked like. I can't even picture him in my head. So all I picture is red hat, Limp Bizkit lead.
Is Fred Durst?
Fred Durst.
Fred, that's not all Fred Durst.
Yeah, Fred Durst.
Yeah, Fred Durst. Fred Durst is Lee. Yeah, he's Lee. That's right.
Why am I thinking that? Oh no, that was the guy in the Jinx.
Oh, because his last name is also Durst, but it's
also Durst, but it's not Fred Durst.
serial killer Fred Durst.
Exactly.
He did it all for the nookie, he said, as he walked into prison.
Who do you think is more embarrassed by the other guy that shares his name?
Yeah, right. It's got to be him. Wait, what's his name? Something Durst.
Robert Durst.
There you go.
We could get away with so many things back in the day before the internet was really, everybody was Googling stuff. I mean, chocolate starfish. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Right.
Come on.
Yeah.
Right. Don't Google that.
Don't.
Absolutely
don't look up chocolate starfish. If you're a kid, you're like, ooh, that sounds really good, Dad. Can I have a chocolate starfish?
let me go online and see where I can buy them.
Yeah.
Does a little Debbie make a little chocolate starfish?
It's really bad. You don't want to know what it is. Anyway.
I'm ruined.
It's good to have you here. Do you remember us having a gross moment in a movie recently that dealt with an armpit and film sack? Do you have any memory of that?
I do not. I heard you guys talking about that earlier, and I was trying to rack my brain about an armpit. I think there was one movie we watched not too long ago, and someone, I can't remember if I watched it with you, but somebody was licking somebody's armpit.
Oh, yeah, that's Patricia Arquette in...
Is that what that was?
Yeah.
What was the movie?
What was the movie? It's the one with her and Ben Stiller. He's wanting to find his birth parents, and it turns out to be Mary Tyler Moore and...
Right.
We didn't watch that for film sack. No.
Okay. All right. So it just came up in conversation. That's probably what we were thinking of then. That's the thing.
You've been. Yeah.
Okay. Huh. All right. Well, if it is.
May you have an armpit.
It's totally fine. Hey, if you guys want to be on today's deal, you're going to be answered right now.
I'll give you $5 if you change your lock screen to the armpit photo for 1 week.
Oh, my gosh. How much? Five?
$5.
You're a cheap bastard.
We'll go through that in an episode with his swear words.
Come on, no kidding. hey, you're on the air. Who's this? Who's our lucky caller today?
It's Josh from Ohio.
Hello, Josh from Ohio. What's going on, man?
Oh, nothing much. Yeah. Playing hooky because we got a foot of snow out here in Ohio.
Oh, my gosh. So we got so much snow this morning, and we're not anywhere near you, but we got a ton of snow this morning, and that means, Brian, if you don't have it yet, it's probably coming your way. So.
No, yeah, it's sunny and gorgeous. We did have some weather over the weekend, some really, really heavy snow, but it's cold. It's 37 right now.
Yeah.
But it's supposed to stay sunny. We're not supposed to get snow till tomorrow night.
Well, we'll check back with you on the 10s and see if anything changes.
Are you guys taking any time for MLK Day today?
No.
Yep. Off work today myself. Work for the state. Yeah. So they said
good.
Yes.
Yeah. That's another good reason to stay home. Josh, what do you do? You don't have to tell us, I guess, but what do you do for a living, and does it get you out of work to be on a holiday like this?
I'm a maintenance man, and no, I don't get out. Oh. We don't get hardly any holidays.
Yeah, you're like a podcaster. Look at that. Working man. That's right. We should hold our heads high. All right, well, let's get into it. Brian, will you explain the rules? What's the category and all the business surrounding what Josh could win today?
I will totally do all that stuff. I'm going to give Scott and Brian Dunaway a topic, Josh, and they're going to go back and forth with answers for that topic. If one of them gives a wrong answer, a repeated answer, or they take too long to come up with an answer, the one is going to go to the other player. Your job, Josh from Ohio, is to predict who's going to come out on top based on the topic. Today, you are playing for a three-pack of Steam games here. Oh, and I didn't write down who they're from. Courtesy of, I'll tell you, courtesy of Stephen Costner. Big thanks to Stephen Costner.
Oh, I loved him in Waterworld. He's so good.
Stephen Costner sent over Super Hexagon, The Stanley Parable, and Guacamelee Super Turbo Championship Edition.
Those are all good.
I saw that this morning.
Yeah, I played all three of those. They are all fantastic. Great
nice.
Games. Yep.
Very cool. All right, so those are what you're playing for. Before you can start, though, or before Scott and Brian can start, their topic today, this is going to be a funny one because I've been thinking about this one. I decided today's the day to use it. Tomorrow, we're going to find out who the nominees for the Oscars are, the Academy Awards.
Mm-hmm.
We've got, a lot of great movies and stuff that we've been watching, kind of preparing for this, that we think are going to be Oscar nominees. But I'm curious as to how many of last year's Oscar nominees you guys can remember. There were 9 movies nominated for Best Picture in 2018. There were 2017 movies nominated in 2018. Mm. All right.
So this would have been February or whatever.
That's right. Right. I want to know.
They would have came out in 2012.
No.
What?
What are you talking about? No, they would have been 2017 films. So they've been the 2017.
Well, that's what I said. 2017 films.
You said 2012.
Right. Oh, did I say 2012? I was thinking, wow, boy, I'm just going to go ahead and give I quit. You win.
So these are movies that came out in 2017 that were nominated in 2018. Is that good? All right. Josh, knowing that that's the topic, who do you think is going to win and who do you want to go first?
Well, in light of the way that Brian's brain seems to be working this morning, I think I'm going to go with Scott. And
unless that was
Brian can go first.
I've made a wise choice.
Sorry, who starts? Who do you want to start?
Brian.
Okay. I love it.
It could have been a bluff technique, although I don't know. I mean, Brian doesn't stand to win anything by bluffing, but...
I do.
I love how he said it. It was great. In light of the way his brain seems to be working today, I'm going to make the logical decision.
All right. So
was nominated for Best Picture last year.
All right. Last year, I went back and watched this over the weekend, and I remember it being up. It was The Shape of Water.
Oh, The Shape of Water.
She likes this lady.
Not only a nominee,
but
the winner last year.
She does it with a fish in there in that movie.
Right.
Yeah. Her and a fish.
Fish.
I'm going to put Dunkirk on there.
Oh, that's a good one.
Done.
That's
You're done, Kirk.
Yeah. All finished, Kirk.
There you go. Very good. Dunkirk.
Okay.
And I'm going to go with Get Out. Because I thought that's what won, but...
No, it did not. Get Out. You're wrong.
Look at that.
All right.
I was going to ask if the winner can be picked, but obviously it can because he said Shape of Water, which won. Brain just went blank. The one with the sewing guy.
Sewing guy.
I never saw it, but it's the Paul Thomas Anderson movie called The Phantom Thread.
Wow, nice pull.
You
and
pulled
yes.
that phantom thread
is
out
it,
of your...
Is it the phantom thread or phantom
the
thread?
The phantom. I'm sorry, just phantom thread.
All
yes.
right. All right. Phantom thread. Right. It's my favorite
Very
Star Wars
good.
Prequel. Yeah.
I would have predicted that if you guys were even to get any of these, that would be the least one that would come up
right.
for you guys. But the fact that it's a Paul Thomas Anderson probably helps.
I like him a lot, and I usually see his movies. I haven't seen this one, but it just popped into my head. And then I almost
Believe
didn't
it
get
not.
It because I couldn't. Then it was like, oh, wait. Phantom, wait, what? Phantom what?
The Phantom Menace? No, that's not right. That
we is. Still, believe it or not, Tina and I, as diligent as we are about seeing all the Best Picture nominees, even a year later, we still have not seen Phantom Thread.
Oh,
all
right.
Really?
Well, it's just, the pod racing scene's cool, and that stuff's all right. And the fight at the end. Where
you're going to win the pod race?
It's very racist. You'll like it. It's good. All right, Dunaway.
Lisa going to do some sewing. I don't know whether to be offended by that. Not me personally, on behalf of someone else.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of who I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know who'd be offended by that.
Maybe bad impressions. But anyway. All right, so I'm trying to remember. There's two. two that I can't decide between. Shut up. I'm thinking.
Okay. You take your time.
Was it? Was it last year or the year before that La La Land came out? I'm gonna go with La La Land.
Yeah, La La Land and Moonlight were 2017 or 2016 movies that won the award in 2017.
Is it that old?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Dang. It does feel... You know, I still have not seen it. I purchased it. I thought I purchased it last year.
I don't and want I you to...
You may have purchased it last year, but it won the award in 2017.
I don't want you to feel bad about that because I have the same feeling about that movie. It feels like it's much newer than it is.
It totally is. Yeah, and it's funny because it's like a... Because of that whole snafu with La La Land and Moonlight at the end. But if you remember last year at the Oscars, you may have heard about this because I don't know if you watch it, but they brought back Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway to have another chance at actually announcing a winner. Yeah.
They got that one right.
I don't think I watched it last year. Yeah. I remember following along, but I didn't watch it.
Yeah. Well, you confused them. Well done.
Yes.
Can I guess a couple more? Because I just want to.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let me do that, but I got to play this.
Congratulations.
This is for Josh.
You're a winner.
You're going to get that stuff, but hold on a second. So, three billboards outside of Ebbing, Missouri.
Was that
very good, yes.
Lady Bird.
Uh-huh.
Three
left.
I had one.
Well, give it.
I was going to use next.
What?
The Post.
Oh,
you
yeah,
watched
The
that.
Post.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The Post. Very good.
Was that last year?
Yeah.
Dang it.
That was last year. You should have said that one. Yep.
And then, I may be out, actually. I can't think of any more.
Wow. It's funny, because since you said Dunkirk, I would have thought that you would have automatically been able to come up with Darkest Hour, which was the Churchill thing, that the biopic that took place kind of in a small segment of... that Dunkirk took place in a small segment of Darkest Hour. And then Call Me By Your Name is the last one.
Right. Dunkirk's like DLC for Darkest Hour, kind of. You know what I mean? Like, it's a little add-on.
Yeah, right. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
The extended director's cut.
Yeah, we're going to go deep into this little thing that we barely touched on. And then what was the other one you said? What was the final one?
Call Me By Your Name. It's the one where a guy gets it on with an apricot.
I would have never remembered that one.
I don't even know that one at all. It was nominated? What was that?
Yeah.
It was nominated. Well, that wasn't the whole focus of the movie. It was a coming-of-age... relationship story.
It was like American Pie for 2018. Is that
kind of
saying?
American Pie in France.
I remember
American this. French pie.
French pie.
Hold on,
American croissant.
Someone tries to get it on with an apricot.
It's a very small scene, but it's one that was like, all right,
It's kind of like the apple pie scene in American Pie.
Just well, kind of is, yes.
Yeah, all right. I remember it now that you say it, but I would not have gotten Call Me By Your Name, nor would I have known about this apricot scene that apparently exists. All right, here's what you got to do, Josh. Those codes are yours because you won them fair and square. And to keep you warm on this awful, cold, wintry day, you just email Brian Ebbett at coverville@gmail.com and he will hook you up. Congratulations and well done.
All right, thanks, guys.
See you, man.
See ya.
He's easy.
I feel
Jeez,
bad.
I like Josh.
I feel bad. I feel bad I showed my hand so early on with that 2002. Snafu, so.
Well, you know, I think it was a bluff tactic, and it kind of worked if you would have maybe kept with Get Out or The Post, although Scott did have Lady Bird and Billboards, so.
Yeah, they were still in my queue.
Still,
You said, Brian, when you said 20, just now you said 20, it wasn't for my 2002 thing, but you really said 2012. So you're
2012. See, I'm not even close. I'm off my game today.
You're all over the place.
Bitch, I just woke up. I'm doing this from the bed. What do you want from me?
Are you really in bed right now?
No, but I am inside the house. My office outside is being cleaned.
Oh, right, because there might be mold out there.
Yes, that's why. That's why you got the check mic one, check mic two. We're gonna do a couple. I had a check mic three as well.
Yeah,
but we didn't have to go there.
So, what do you think about? We're doing Boop today, 3:30 Mountain.
We got it.
Okay.
Actually, now, I am going to do that one from the bed. Okay. That one does sound good.
Okay, sweet.
That's going to be like that John Lennon Yoko Ono thing where you just do it from the bed.
It'll be weird seeing you dance in the bed because Brian isn't famous for dancing.
No video today, probably. Just going to be some...
Just a little...
I'll put an animated GIF up there of you dancing.
That's a good idea. It's Brian Dunaway, everybody. Check him out at TheBrianDunaway on Twitter. Kiss our butts. Bye. All right.
Kiss our grits.
Ooh, grits sound good today. Usually I don't like grits, but today they sound good.
You know what? It's at some places, man, there's a place called the Universe Cafe where they think highly of themselves.
Yeah, they do.
They've got some amazing grits. But if you do Cracker Barrel, you're just getting the blandest pile of corn pud that you'll ever have in your life.
Yeah, it's not good. Kim makes amazing grits, but she hasn't done that in a while. Maybe as the man of the house, I should demand it. Maybe that's what I should do.
Demand grit. Woman, I demand grits.
Give me grits.
I got to look it up. What are grits? How many points are grits?
Well, grits have got to be kind of high, right? Because they're just potatoes and cream.
Corn. I would think that, you know, corn is...
Oh, corn. Yeah. Corn, not potatoes.
Yeah, a cup of grits, 4 points.
That's a lot.
It's not bad. It's not great.
It's kind of average. Like
it is kind of average, yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, that makes sense. Cheese grits.
Even cheese grits are 4. That's not bad.
Really? Just add cheese for free?
Just add cheese for free. What kind of cheese? Let me see. It is low-fat, sharp cheddar cheese, shredded cheddar cheese.
Jeez. It's not bad.
Wow. Oh. Wow, grits. Yeah, wow.
I got like a hair in my eye, and it won't go away, so we're just going to continue the show as if it's not there. Check it out, everybody. It's time for this.
This is your radio newscaster with another exclusive, sensational summary of world and local events.
It's time for the news brought to you by...
Brought to you by Soundography. Today on the show, Hammond and I listen to the entire catalog of Paul Carrack. And you're saying to yourself, I don't know who Paul Carrack is. That name maybe sounds familiar, but I don't know. Well, you know him. You know him and you love him. His music, he's been making great music for decades, usually is part of another band. For example, the one song anybody knows from the band Ace, How Long Has This Been Going On, is Paul Carrack. That one song by Squeeze you really like, Tempted by the Fruit of Another, is Paul Carrack. That one song you like by Mike and the Mechanics, Can You Hear Me Running, is Paul Carrack.
Wow.
That's Paul Carrack, everybody.
Wow.
So you know him, but you maybe just don't know his name. Want to hear more that isn't me singing? Damn right you do. Go to soundography.com and listen to today's episode.
So he literally is a guy who got paid or does get paid to make one-hit wonders for other bands?
Well, I mean, at the time, you don't think they're one-hit wonders. And each of those, it wasn't like he was just brought in for one song. Like, he was a member of those bands. He just happened to leave and go to another band after that album came out.
Gotcha.
Except he was with Mike and the Mechanics for the entire run of Mike and the Mechanics. Like, The Living Years is also him. A song he wrote about his dad and all that stuff. He's a great dude. And I've actually got, here's some inside baseball about Paul Carrack. I've been a big fan of his music for a long time. And he came out with a DVD and CD combo years ago, like early 2000s, a brand new album and then a live concert DVD. And the only way you could get it was either a really expensive import from Amazon, or you could order from his site and he'd ship to the US because he's a British singer. Mm. And so I went on his website, I ordered it, ordered a pair of them, and received the CD about a week and a half later with a handwritten note saying, DVD to come shortly. Thanks. Signed, Paul Carrack.
Oh, like, yeah, dude.
He like does his own merch, hand wrote this like little thing that says, hey, thanks for ordering this. The DVD's coming. But was like, oh, dude, putting my name on it. Like, it wasn't even just like a form letter printed kind of thing. It was handwritten. It was really cool. So I have that on my wall in the media room
because
it's
great.
Just such a cool thing.
Yeah, yeah, nothing. You didn't expect it or anything.
No, exactly. It's almost as good as the DVD. You know, it's like on par with the DVD.
Well,
as far as being a cool thing to have.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, check this out. Actually, before we get to this first story, I needed to share something that's just been driving me nuts because everyone's talking about it this morning. I don't know if you noticed this on your phones or your desktop version of the thing or on the web, but Slack, which we use quite a bit for collaboration and everything, changed their logo.
Yes.
And I was fine with it. It didn't bother me.
Yeah.
It was just sort of this slash of, or the splash of color and sort of shape and everything. But it's been pointed out now, you can't unsee it, that it's basically a penis swastika. Chat room, I'm bringing it up here. So you got like a bunch of wieners, okay? These are the wieners.
It's a swastika.
And then if you do the negative space removal down here, you see that there's a swastika like built into the negative white space. Not on. I don't think on purpose, by the way. They don't. That's not how this works.
Well, it's not, and it's not quite a swastika. It's like, you know, the swastika is like the angles out. This has the angles in.
It's going the other way, right? Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
The other direction. Like so.
Well, not just the other direction, but the, like, if they would have swapped the places on each of the four colors, swapped the place of the dot and the line, then you'd have a swastika.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
No, you're right. You would. I mean, and again, I don't think they knew that they were even avoiding that. Like, they didn't know what they just made a nice colory thing, and now everyone's pointing out, oh, it's four penises, different colors.
I think this points out more about who originally noticed that it looks like four penises. I think maybe we need to keep an eye on that person.
Yeah, I guess so.
Find the original tweeter of the... this looks like four penises.
Yeah. It may have been, I don't know if it was Boing Boing who found it first, this Bob Shaziza guy or not, but that's where I saw it first. So I don't know. We'll give that guy credit for being the dude that sees wieners.
Jeez.
So there's that. That was just a thing to get off my chest before we get to the real news of the day.
Fair enough.
Prince Philip.
Philip!
There we go.
You know him as the husband to Queen Elizabeth there, up there in the Queen Elizabeth the third? What is she?
She's the second. Queen Elizabeth second? The second.
Okay.
Is she? Yeah.
All right. I don't know what
QE2. She's QE2.
QE2. There you go. QE2. Queenie2. I like that better.
Queenie2.
He was in
sequel.
He was in a car accident. Now, remember that the Prince Philip is currently 192 years old. So,
wow. He doesn't look a day over a zombie.
Yeah, exactly. He's actually 97. He's not that old. Well, I mean, that's pretty old. He's almost 100.
Yes.
But anyway, so this lady, Emma Fairweather, she was the accident victim in this car crash. Mm-hmm. And he and a Queen Elizabeth were in there, and he was driving. He's not supposed to be driving, but there he was driving.
Right.
She broke her wrist after the crash involving Prince Philip. She claims she has yet to get an apology for the accident from the Prince of Wales, or Prince of, what is he, Prince of? Prince of, he's got a name, Prince of something.
Yeah. Charles is the Prince of Wales. He is the
Prince of
Duke of Edinburgh.
Duke of Edinburgh. There it is.
Right.
He gets stuck with a Scottish.
Duke of Edinburgh.
Yeah, Edinburgh. Duke of Edinburgh. Says, I'm lucky to be alive, and he hasn't said even sorry, says Fairweather, a 46-year-old mother of two. She told this to the Mirror. It has been a very traumatic and painful time, and I would have expected more from the royal family. She was a passenger in her friend's car during the accident, and she doubted that the royal family's claim that Philip 97 was blinded by sunlight before the accident. Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, was the exact quote.
That's right, exactly.
It could have been so much worse, she said. Prince Philip apparently said to a witness that it was the sun that dazzled him, but I can't see how that could be true when it was overcast, which is pretty much always the case in the UK. The collision reportedly occurred near Sandringham, where the royals spend their Christmas time. And where Fairweather says she spent much of her time trying to catch a glimpse of the family passing by. Oh, she was out there rubbernecking the royal family. Now she's got all kinds of sour feelings about them. That's too bad. Geez.
Not a fan anymore of the royal family.
No, she says we could see their Land Rover about 150 yards away from us at a junction, and then it started to move. The speed limit was 60, but my friend was doing no more than 50. I kept thinking Philip was going to stop, but he didn't. It all went into slow motion as I watched the other car, she says.
Wow. a couple things. I wonder how he feels about his representation in The Crown, because he does not come off looking very good, even though he's played by a doctor.
I think it's because he is kind of he's just a well-known kind of a giant wiener. Like, he's just kind of a jerk. And I don't. Yeah. I think it's an accurate portrayal. And even if he got, I mean, imagine him at 97 sitting there watching a whole, like, binging on Netflix. He's not going to do that.
Right. No. I guess I can't imagine that. I don't know. I mean, if somebody did a biography of me, I'd probably watch every bit of it just to see. But he probably gets way more of that than just one 12 episode series that he has to sit and watch, or you know, 18 episodes, however many it was, two seasons.
Yeah.
The other thing is, he was in the news today, or it was in the news today, that there's another photo of him driving yesterday, less than a week after this accident.
Great.
And he's driving around and without a seatbelt.
Great. I think this article actually points to that too, and says he wasn't wearing one here either.
Does he? Okay.
I think he doesn't care. He grew up in a different time. He's like, seatbelts are for the plebs. He doesn't know. Seatbelts are for those who don't have royal blood.
Right.
I don't know.
I'm driving the Princemobile.
Meep, meep.
Quick to the Princemobile.
She's a lot younger than him, right? Isn't she in her 80s?
She's 92.
Oh, well, she was 80-something, 89. Oh, she's looking great for 92.
She is, yeah.
Yeah. Well, all right. Good luck to them and their royal familiness.
Yes.
Doctors saved a man's life by pumping 15 cans of beer into his body.
Right. Good.
Yeah,
yes.
This is good. Check That's this funny. Out.
We kind of talked a little bit about something like this earlier, but
well, let's see if this is similar. A man dying from alcohol poisoning was saved after doctors in Vietnam pumped 15 cans worth of beer into his veins. 48-year-old Nguyen Van Nout.
<It's> Win.
Okay. Win Van
never,
Nout.
Never Nguyen.
Ted Nugent.
Ted Nugent.
He fell unconscious and was taken to a hospital in the central Vietnamese province of Quang Tri on December 25th. That's Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's still time then, he would yell. Just kidding. where doctors found that high levels of methanol, a dangerous form of alcohol, were in his body more than 1,000 times over the recommended limit. Wait, there's a recommended limit for methanol?
A recommended, I guess the recommended where you should stop. Sure, yes.
Sure.
Yes, we recommend you stop drinking after, two pints of alcohol in your body.
Yeah, no kidding. When he got there, emergency staff jumped in and they administered him with 3 cans of beer, equivalent to about 1 liter. Over the course of the day, doctors transfused a total of 15 cans of beer into the man's body at a rate of about 1 per hour. That's just normal drinking for some people. Yeah. This slowed down the rate at which his liver processed the methanol. There are 2 types of alcohol, ethanol and methanol, both of which produce similar effects and are toxic to the body to some degree. However, methanol, whose chemical structure varies slightly from its close relative, is not processed as well by the liver and thus can be far more dangerous when it is consumed in high quantities. So, Brian, remember that when you're next at a drinking thing and you're just really down on the methanol that you have access to.
Like, hey, quick, pump some beer into me. By the way, is there an IV bag full of pretzels you can hook up to my arm too?
Yep, just load me up. Pornhub in the news.
Yeah, okay, good.
How
are they helping the world this week?
This time it's just statistical help. Usually they're, doing some weird charity or whatever, but not this time. Pornhub reports with some data and some actual charts and stuff that they have had big spikes in their D.C. area porn viewership during the government shutdown.
Wow. So they're trying to think of a pun for furloughed. Yeah. That they're dropping their whole furloughed.
Yeah. While the... it's Brian who went there, everybody. I just want to...
Yeah, it's me.
Put that out there.
I'll take it. I'll take the heat.
But like a furloughed FDA guy who should be checking my milk is at home checking out porn.
That's right, exactly.
He should be checking my damn milk. We were starting to get a little nervous about that, because if I don't know what the status is at the FDA, but... I don't think they're checking people's food.
That's one of the agencies that Trump said, hey, you guys got to go back to work for
free, though.
Right now. Yeah.
So that's no good. Someone's going to take a poop in something.
Right.
They're pissed. They're not getting paid. So if he said, oh, sorry, it's mandatory, get your butts in here and work, and they're not getting paid,
Green meat approved. Boom. There's your wall.
Yeah. Yeah, here's a wall. Chat room says I love reporting on Hornpub would be a great site.
Hornpub.
Oh,
available. Hornpub.com.
Oh, there's got to be. And then you'd create a bar called the Hornpub.
It'd be a little bar. Exactly, right. It would just be a bar with a bunch of those drinking horns all over the walls.
All right. Hornpub.com is being squatted currently. Let's see. It wants me to buy it. Let's find out how much they want for it.
It's porn for dyslexics.
Yep. And Irish, apparently.
Right, apparently, yes.
Only $2,888 US. I could buy that.
Wow, you could own a horn pub for $2,888.
Yeah. Did you say own a horn pub?
Own horn pub. Ownership. Yeah. You could get your site ownership.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, so apparently the deal is this. The Pornhub Insight team, they have a team that does nothing but stat stuff, said that its statisticians noticed an increase in porn viewership and a shift in the hours during which people did it in D.C., in the District of Columbia, the central hub of American government and politics. The data was compiled from January 7th to January 11th. Pornhub said it picked these dates because they would be the least impacted by the holiday season. As both Democrats and Republicans failed to come to a compromise over border security, 800,000 American workers have gone without a paycheck. The shutdown, already the longest ever, has entered its 27th day. Last Thursday would have been the 27th day, with no promising solutions in sight. So what do they do? To the porn!
Apparently to the porn. Well, I guess, honey, you're off to work? Okay, all right.
See you later, baby.
Exactly.
I got some porn to look at. Finally, Ford. You know, the motor company. You know, you're familiar with them?
I'm familiar with Ford.
You ever owned a Ford before?
They make a bunch of vehicles that all begin with E.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Expedition, Explorer.
Yeah.
Escort.
Yeah.
Ford, Equus.
Equus. Equality. The Ford Equality.
The Ford Equality,
yeah.
Yes.
Have you ever owned a Ford?
I've never owned a Ford.
Right.
I'm trying to think if I've, I guess I've owned a Chevette. A Chevy Chevette, I think, is the only domestic.
Oh, it's the only domestic car you've ever owned. Interesting.
Yeah, because it was Toyota Corolla, mm-hmm. then the Chevy Chevette, mm-hmm. then another Toyota Corolla, then a Geo Tracker. But Geo Trackers were basically rebranded Suzuki Samurais, weren't they?
Trackers were Samurais, correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then from there it was the Volkswagen Beetle and now the Kia Soul.
Mm-hmm. And the Geo, the other Geo car, the little one?
The Geo Metro.
Metro was actually a Toyota car. And
right.
So the Geo brand actually had multiple manufacturers overseas making things for an American.
Actually, deal. According to Wikipedia, it says the Geo Metro was a manufacturing variation of the Suzuki Cultus.
Oh, what?
The Cultus.
There's a Cultus?
Yes.
Wow.
I don't remember a Cultus.
I don't either.
Yeah, then there we go, the Suzuki Swift. Wow, there was a Suzuki Swift.
I remember the Swift. I have some memory of that.
For some reason, I thought that was Mitsubishi Swift. Is there now a Mitsubishi Swift?
Maybe. Mitsubishi, yeah. As far as I know, it always felt like Mitsubishi only made the Eclipse, and that was all they made, but I know there was more than that. I just could never
Suzuki
think of it.
Suzuki Swift. No, I think I'm thinking of the Suzuki Swift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have owned Fords, but mostly Hondas in between them. So, like, I have a sandwich of Fords. My first car I ever bought, $200 from a guy named Juan, I bought a Ford Maverick. Or it's actually a Mercury Maverick, but still Ford. And then years and years and years of Hondas. And then I, for myself, just to get something cheap to run around town in, I bought a Ford Fiesta back in 2011. And that thing still runs great. It's a good little car.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so I'm trying to think of the years I would have owned the Geo Tracker, because 1988 to 1990, mm-hmm. they were made in Japan. I didn't have a Geo Tracker then. So it must have been the 2004 to 2007, seems right. That would have been...
That's about the range.
Yeah, and those were made in Argentina.
Oh, yeah, there was a bunch of Argentinian mm-hmm. manufacturers.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. Wow.
Yeah. And I drove I've told the story. I drove that Yugo once and the steering wheel came off. Didn't I talk about that?
Yes.
On a date with a really pretty girl.
Right on the steering.
She was so pretty. She was supermodel pretty. I don't know why she even went out with me. She was taller than me too, which just was never going
to
work. But
she was using you to make her boyfriend jealous
or something. But man, I'll tell you what, he must have been real jealous when she told him the story about how the steering wheel in the car she barely fit in popped off. So bad.
Oh, that's funny.
Anyway, Ford has made a robotic buttock.
Oh, okay. A buttock.
A buttock. Just half a butt.
Right.
That can sweat.
Oh.
Yeah.
Think of the applications for this.
Someone call the Kardashians. We got new implants for you. No, this is to test seats and stuff. So,
oh, gotcha.
If you ever wondered
how sweatproof sweatproof their seats are.
Yep, they do pressure sensitivity and like impact control and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So if you ever wonder how they test the comfort of a car, this is something Ford does not entrust to humans, because now they've made a fake butt to do it. 2017 is when they first introduced the robotic butt. It's called Robut. That's awesome.
Robut. Yep. Did Veronica help name this?
No, because she was too cranky and felt, and she was losing a trivia game and threatened to kill everybody. So it says here,
Robot cheeks.
It says that they can quickly recreate about 10 years of wear and tear with this fake butt.
Wow.
So it's a way for them to check longevity of the seats, not so much like an immediate impact, but like, well, it's like when they put them on the rumblers, you know, and they see how long the tires and stuff. That's to create like years of wear and tear to test.
Right.
Same idea here. You got the sweaty butt just going blah, 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 blah on the chair.
Right. Just pounding on the seat.
Yeah.
I love it.
Which is pretty great. It's pretty great. I want to see it in action. Actually,
I do too. Yeah, totally.
Video here.
Does it fart? And I'm just picturing a crash test dummy getting up and getting out of the car, and his butt's all sweaty.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, see you tomorrow, Frank. All right, bye, Tom.
This robot looks like a big rifle, doesn't it?
It looks like a big rifle with a pillow at the end.
Yeah, look at that. Like the bent rifle with a pillow on the end, smashed into those chairs. Oh, here is video. Yeah. Here's video.
Oh, they have video. Oh, cool.
Sweaty robot. Okay.
Ford sweaty robot.
Let's turn that music
down. Oh, this is Harrison Ford.
No, it's
get out of my car seat.
Get off my car. All right. Wow, these guys are sweating. Okay. I wanted to see
that. They have to show us what sweaty people look like.
Yeah,
I guess.
I'm like, guys, we know. We're familiar.
They've been rocking back and forth on the seat.
Yeah, just like a person's butt. See, oh, there's my butt. There's my butt. There's my
sweat.
The
average person can produce up to 1.4 liters of sweat per hour when exercising.
Look at this thing.
Do they actually use sweat, or do they use just water and call it sweat?
You should. Let's see. Half a liter of water is fed through the fabric. Yeah, they don't. They should put. There should be like sodium and other stuff that we sweat in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. The sweaty robot sits on the seat 7,500 times.
That's a lot.
Representing a decade of use. That's the sound it makes.
Is that how often we've sit in a car?
It seems too low, doesn't it? 7,500 times
low.
We sit down in a car.
It seems
over
low.
10 years. So that's 750 per year. That means twice a day you're sitting in your car on average.
Okay, maybe that's right then.
Yeah.
On average.
On average.
Okay. I wish it farted during wildfire. It doesn't, as far as I can tell. There's no farting. That'd be amazing. Robofart. All right, that's it for your news stories. That means it's time for us to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to play Call Now. Hey, what's that you say? That's where you guys just call in and ask us questions, and we answer them because we're inclined to. And we don't have a problem with whatever you have to ask. You can even be a jerk. I'll just hang up on you. But you can call and be a part of the show. Again, that's called Call Now. I even have a clip for it. Here you go.
Call Now.
But not now.
Just like that.
After the song, after the break is when you'll call. Jeannie's very kindly put the number in the chat, 801-471-0462. So be ready for all of that when we come back from this song, which Brian will now provide post-haste.
I like that we're giving them time to start their phones up. Like, all right, start your phones.
Yep. Exactly.
Okay. We're going to go to Santiago, Chile for this one, a band that formed in 2010, alternative rock band. Simon Rojas Joses created a solid lineup now with Ernesto Domic and Esteban Domic. The band is known for dealing with subjects such as social conscience, environmentalism, but you know what? For me, they just rock. They were inspired by bands like Alice in Chains, Stone Sour, Nirvana, and Tenacious D. That should give you an idea of what you're about to hear. Their brand new album coming out next month is called Similitude. Similitude. This is a band called The Reaction and the song Stars.
All right, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You're born alone, you die alone. We don't bring anything to our tunes because we are made by memories. Looking for something to fill it up. Realize, realize, realize. Cause we are made.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the portion of the show where I talk to you about our friends at Grammarly. We want to thank them for supporting the podcast. Grammarly is a fun, smart, and optimistic way to be a better writer. I'm using it right now to work on a book you don't know about because I'm nervous to show it to anyone. But I'm feeling better about it every day because Grammarly is helping me, well, with the little stuff, the important stuff, the things that make a big difference. It's making it easier to not need an editor yet. Anyway, they encourage everyone, even with the even your best students, your top professionals, to use Grammarly to do your best work and accomplish even more of their goals. It's a writing assistant that makes you look and sound smarter. Lord knows I could use that. Start off the year by easily improving yourself and your communication at school, work, almost anywhere, really, with Grammarly. They help people with their writing, even in across platforms. So if you got an online browser extension, you want to work on a desktop editor, rather work on mobile, want to just do it inline in the middle of an email, it's all there. It's available on multiple browsers, Chrome, Firefox, Safari, Edge, and platforms, iOS, Android, Windows, Mac. Their free product reviews critical spelling errors and grammar. And if you get the premium, it checks out spelling, grammar, plus advanced punctuation, structure, style with context, vocabulary suggestions, and conciseness. That's important. Readability for different occasions, depending on what you're doing. Maybe business, like a proposal or something. Academic essays, casual blog posts, and so on. And it's great. You stop making those typos in your email. Stop screwing up the paragraph of the book you're writing like I tend to do. Polish your resume to get a new job. I love it. I've been using the premium account for, what now, weeks? And I love it. And I couldn't believe how much stuff it found that I'm just terrible at doing. Little mistakes we all make when we write. And this thing's like, hey, by the way, you should probably fix this, 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 and this. If it sounds simple, it's because it is. And I really, really like it. There are very unique features in the premium account that I cannot recommend enough. So here's what I want you to do. Go to Grammarly.com/TMS to get 20% off your Grammarly premium account today. That's Grammarly.com. Too bad it can help me talk today. Grammarly.com/TMS for 20% off your Grammarly premium account. Do it today. You won't regret it.
Break their will, and if necessary, kill them all. May the sun light your way, Commander.
One of the nuclear bombs exploded deep in the ocean, causing a gigantic tidal wave.
The Morning Stream, because knowing is half the battle.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. As stated earlier, we are now going to take your phone calls at 801-471-0462. It's a segment we call...
Call Now.
Call Now. And you're welcome to call in, whoever wants to, wherever you are, whoever you may be. Whoa.
Well, there you go.
Well, they called and hung up immediately, so I don't know why.
Aww.
Perhaps call that again, whoever that was. Again, that number, 801-471-0462. We haven't done this one in a while. Steven had a I guess I have to hear it ring. That's fine if it does. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, this is Senior Geek.
Oh, Senior Geek. Hey. You may know him as Gary from previously Lantronics, now of the Disney Parks.
It's Gary from Lot B.
Yeah, Lot B. Hey, Gary, what's going on? What's on your mind this morning?
Toy Story Lot, but... Yeah, just calling in. I happen to be awake, and normally I'm not this time of day, so I heard you had call now, so I figured I'd call in and say hi.
Nice. Hey, well, what's, hi. Can you tell, okay, so there's been a lot of talk about prices going up as soon as the Star Wars stuff is ready and all that in Disneyland.
Yeah, they already went up.
So they've already gone up.
Yeah.
Do you, just from your own experience as long as you've been there now, do you expect that place to just be, like, insanity made manifest when that Star Wars stuff opens, or do you think it's is it just going to be like normal? What do you think?
Oh, it's going to be bananas.
Yeah.
I am a loyal Disney cast member, but I mean, you know, prices are super high. We're super high already, and Disney's just, it's supply and demand. People keep paying higher and higher prices for tickets and annual passes, and so they just keep raising the prices. It's also crowd control.
Yeah.
I think they keep hoping if they crank the price up high enough that we had to, during the holiday season, there were 2 days we actually had to close both parks.
Oh, my gosh.
One day where we had to hard close all of our parking lots because we just didn't have any place to put people.
Wow. That's crazy. So does any of this higher prices translate to you guys getting raises or any of that, or no?
No, actually being a member of the Teamsters translated into me getting a raise. There were salary negotiations about a year ago, and so as of January 1st, I am now making $15 an hour. So
right, but I figured they would spread some of that love around. You guys have to be out there in the heat and the rain and the whatnot, making sure everyone's happy and wearing the dumb hat and everything. Seems like you should be able to, get a little something.
You would think, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do give us rain gear.
Yeah, that's good, I guess.
Do people get to put in a request to get jobs in certain parts? Like, can you put in a request now to say, hey, as soon as that Star Wars land opens up, I want to work there? Like, I want to be working in a concession stand or retail or something like that. Do you get a chance to do that?
Yeah, you can request where you want to work. When I put in my application, I requested to work attractions inside the parks. Mm-hmm. And they didn't have any positions open. And I actually talked to a few people who work there, and they say, don't work inside the park.
Really?
Because then when you go with your family, you just feel like you're going to work.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I hadn't thought of that.
And so when on the there's a cast website called The Hub, when they put up a thing, put in an application to work in Galaxy's Edge, I thought about it and I thought, no, I already own Jedi robes. After it opens up, I'll just put on my Jedi robes and go as a guest.
Ah, that sounds all right. But I really wish you would have gotten to that river tour thing, because you'd have been like, hi, I'm Gary from Lantronics. You may know me from this. And like, you could introduce yourself the way you always do in the Frog Pants stuff. That would have been awesome.
No, well, there are set spiels. I've been enjoying the Jungle Cruise for over 60 years, and the jokes haven't changed at about that time.
Yeah,
so.
Right. Yeah,
they're all the same, right? They got that movie coming out. I wonder if The Rock's going to say any of those stupid lines.
Oh, he's totally saying, and now almost, if you look to your left, folks, you'll see the back side of water. Backside of water.
I don't look forward
to that.
He'll trade
you two of his heads for one of yours.
Yeah, I'm gonna say it now. I think that movie's going to be dumb. I'm just going to put it out there. Gary, have
a prediction.
Yeah, have a fantastic day. I hope you, people put a bunch of tips in your pocket or something. That'd be cool. We'll see you later. I guess he's not going in today.
Nope. No. Probably off. Well, who knows? They're definitely open today, but
yeah, they don't listen. Disney
365, man. Disney 365.
That's right. They are every day, right? Like Christmas Day?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Maybe just close one of those days. You guys are fine. You don't need the money.
Right.
It's not like you're sitting around going, oh, we're so broke. What do we do? We'll open for Christmas.
No, but sometimes when people have the day off, a kid's best Christmas present could be getting to go to Disneyland for the day. I mean, that, for me, hey, that's a great day.
That does sound
especially
like fun.
If it's one of the least popular days. Go on Christmas Day, boom.
Yeah. Well, I want Gary to be I want Gary to be in all the places that I go. I want him to be in charge of ticket taking at the freaking Indiana Jones ride. I want to I want to go across the park and find him dressed as Goofy. Like, I want him everywhere.
Right, right. Doling out Dole Whips.
Yeah.
Right, sure.
Oh, yes. My gosh. Dole Whip sounds so good right now. Why does that sound good in the morning? That shouldn't sound good. What's wrong with
pineapple
me?
Pineapple and orange juice with stuff in it. It's a breakfast fruit drink.
All
sure.
Right. I'm going to get one made. That's what's going to happen.
Call now.
Hey, it's time for you to call in. 801-471-0462. You got a question? You got a complaint? You want to make fun of us? You got a joke?
Yeah. We'll take all of it.
Yeah, anything. I don't care. Whatever you got. Oh, he says
oh,
he
his shift
works
starts
tonight.
At 6 p.m. tonight.
Yeah. Well, Gary, I hope it's a good day for you down there, buddy.
Yeah.
Because, nobody wants to have a bad day.
And we know, you know, I know you're in the Toy Story lot, but Gary from Lot B just sounds funnier.
It does. Gary from Lot B. Hi, I'm Gary from Lot B. Because we had to replace the Gary from Lantronics thing. It doesn't exist
anymore.
Right,
we needed something, yeah. Exactly.
Something. We'd take anything. Whoop, hold on. All right. Hi. Hello. Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, it's Kit London from the chat room.
Well, hello. How are you?
Hello.
Great.
That's fantastic.
I was just wondering if you got my Scratch Theory email.
Oh, maybe? Was yours
the
one?
Oh, scratch, your belly scratches.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Was it the one about, oh, crap. You had a good, I got a ton of these and I didn't get a chance to reply to everybody's. Remind me yours in a nutshell. Tell me yours in a nutshell.
My theory was that you had some of the scrapings from when you destroyed your CDs. And they got caught up in your T-shirt and scratched you as
that's
you were sleeping.
Right. I did get yours. Okay, so yeah, I was scratching all these CDs and busting CDs up because I was trying to get rid of them without leaving data on them. And the theory was that maybe some of that stuff chipped off, got my shirt, slept in the same shirt, didn't know it. But so here's the reason that I think I have to discount that one. There were never any shavings or chunks of anything from the CDs except for the two that I broke. And those I broke like the day before, so it wasn't that, I don't think. And then the rest of it, even if it had, these were like cat scratch level scratches, and they were also in a row, like they were like a slashing type motion, like in a direction, like you, like that's why the Freddy Krueger thing came up, because it was just like somebody just took three blades and went chling like that. So I don't think that was it, but it's a fine theory. I liked it.
Yeah.
It was a good theory. Plus, you sound really fun. Where are you from?
Northeastern PA.
Doesn't she sound fun? She sounds like
she
fun.
Does. Yes. Like, yes, totally.
Just a smile. I can hear you smile. I can hear you smiling. I can't even see you, but I know you're smiling this morning. It's fantastic. Well, have a good day. We'll talk to you later. All right. That was one of the theories, but I don't know if that's... I just don't think it holds water, because this was like a full like slashing thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'd have to take this razor blade right here, this... X-Acto blade, and do it three times to create that. And by the way, it's all healed up. I mean,
oh, good.
I have,
and none since.
No,
right?
None since. You can see a little faint, little
wow,
red line.
Crazy! It is just a crazy thing.
No idea what's going on. Oh, we got another call. Let's see who this is. Hi, good morning.
Hey, Scott and Brian. This is Jeff. How you doing?
Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Nice to
How's
hear from
going,
you.
Man?
Yeah, how are you?
Yeah. Hey, I'm doing all right. Hanging out with my daughter today.
Nice.
So.
You got a question?
Have a menu question for you.
All right.
Should I make spaghetti and meatballs, but using zucchini noodles instead of pasta, or mini sliders?
Okay. So this
are you with just beef?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So typical. I mean, just basically typical sliders. Yeah. Well, I mean, depends on what.
Yeah. You're, I just put the. I'll season the hamburger and. You smash it out in a pan. You put it in the oven.
You
know
what?
So it, you know,
between
cooks,
those
then you
two?
Take it out. Yeah. And then you just put the buns underneath and on top, and then melt the cheese and what.
Sure.
So the kids like
between
that.
Between those two, the sliders just sound great. I mean, you know, health-wise, I'd be doing the zucchini noodles, because I think those can be done really well. For whatever reason, Noodles and Company, well, because they're Noodles and Company, just does something really well with those that we can't do, that I'm not able to do at home with our spiralizer. But
I don't know how they're doing that over there. Also, I wish they would clean their tables once in a while. That's just a thing.
I know. Oh, yeah, I know. Noodles and Company, great takeout. Don't want to eat there.
No, it's disgusting in there. It's like a big, wet, dirty noodle in there. But here's the thing. I'm with Brian 100%. Like you said, sliders, and my brain went, oh, yeah, of course. That's where you go. Sliders. Yeah. Plus, you got kids. Kids love the sliders. They don't want zucchini noodle. They're going to eat that noodle and go, what's this, Dad? Ah, it's made from the flesh of a zucchini, son. And you're going to go, oh, Dad, you're the worst, Dad. We don't like you anymore.
I did the zucchini noodles once before, but the recipe, it was like a lemon basil, and it was just way too much lemon.
Yeah.
And so the kids couldn't really taste it, so it was going to be take two on it, but. Yeah. With just pasta sauce that they like, but
no matter who you are, it's a hit. Like you won't lose here. You're gonna gain dad points. And you can go make a zucchini pasta anytime you're bored. This is the right move, dude. Go right. for it.
Exactly.
Best of luck. Wait. Oh, I think he was going to say something. I cut him off. Because that's what I do. Right. I'm kind of a butthole that way. Sorry. we got time for more. You guys want to call in?
Call now.
You can call now and be a part of today's conversation. You're wondering what you should make tonight? How about the difference between... I don't know. Kim might make more jambalaya this week. Should I have her do that, or should... Not that I get to have her do anything, but...
You know. Right. Quick correction.
Yeah,
yes, exactly.
Let's make a course correction. Oh, I do have a thing I can tell you about while we're waiting for the next call. This is awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's awesome yet. I'm still trying to figure out if it's going to be any good or not, but somebody I don't know if it was a listener who suggested it or a family member or somebody on Facebook told me, but somebody said, hey... I know you get kind of hunched over and get a little back stuff going when you're sitting at your desk for a long time. And I said, yeah, and I also slunt. Oh, I got to take this first. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, it's Josh from Ohio that won earlier.
Yeah, the winner. Today's big winner on the phone again. What's going on, Josh?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just listening to you guys playing Octopath. I was wondering if you got to try that out, either of you.
Octopath, not ye. Oh, Octopath Traveler.
No,
yeah,
it's a Switch game. It's so Brian, it's like it's turn-based Japanese JRPG style
thing. Okay.
I normally that thing would be of total interest to me. I can't remember why I didn't get it though. I think it came out and I was just like, boy, that's a big game, and I'm playing Spider-Man right now or something. I think that may have been
it.
It
reminds me of Fire Emblem kind of thing.
Yeah, it looks cool.
I waited a while before I got it, but I got some gift cards, so I grabbed it, but it's real, like Final Fantasy. I don't know which one number it was, like three over here.
Yeah, like old school, right?
Just like that.
Yeah. They don't. Yeah. Actually, a couple RPGs this year did that. That was known for kind of getting back to JRPG basics, and then what's the other one? It's an actual Square Enix game, and I forgot the name of it. You kill a lot of blobs in it. I can't remember the name of the damn thing. Anyway, they had a new one as well this year, and that one's also very much back to the basics, but with these really cool art styles. Like, visually, that Octopath Traveler thing is trippy. Like, cool.
Yeah,
cool looking.
The shadows and the way they deal with depth is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really awesome. I'll have to finally check it out. Everyone recommends that game to me, so I have to.
It looks really cool, and I like the special edition comes with a pop-up box. Like, it looks like a book, and you open it up and there's like a little pop-up box of all the characters.
Yeah
It's really, really wild.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Well, are you gonna beat it? Your plan is to beat it there, Josh?
That's the plan. Kind of like you guys, it doesn't always work out that way.
Yeah, I'm kind of a I always
get most of the way through and then fall off.
Yeah, I always intend to do it, you know.
Right.
In this case, I would Nintendo to do it. Josh, have a good day. All right.
All right, so you were saying...
Somebody suggested, hey, here's a way to improve that posture while you're sitting or standing. It doesn't matter what you're doing. And I'm like, what's that exactly? And they said, it's this $20 thing you get at Amazon. I'm like, oh, great, some weird-ass thing. Right. But I decided to try it, send it back if I don't like it. I'm wearing it now. Check this out. So I'm going to unzip.
Uh-oh. Hello.
It looks like I'm wearing a backpack. It's actually so dark in here, you can't really see it because this is the same color.
Yeah, definitely can't see it.
But
looks like a couple straps.
Yeah, two straps. It looks like a backpack from the front. You'd swear if I turned around I had a backpack on, but I don't. It's just this Velcroed up, super tight thing that is keeping me in an fully upright shoulder position from hunching.
Huh.
And... here's my only two comments so far that make me wonder if I'm going to be able to last it out. It's super hardcore on the pits. Just like really hard and tight and like feels like I got a lot down there going on. And it just kind of hurts there a little bit. I'm sure I can get used to it. And the other thing is, what was the other thing? I forgot. Oh, I thought what it would do is just keep me, like, impede any movement outside of this sort of perfectly standing range. It doesn't. Sure. I still can move my neck, and I can do this and that, but it does stop me. Like, if I sit here and if I just go, like, I'm not slouching like I would normally.
Well, that's good.
I've had bad posture most of my life, and because of that, I feel like I just slouch naturally, And yeah. This seems to be holding me up and like pulling my spine in a way that's actually good. So I don't know, man. It might be a good thing. It might be stupid. I don't
know. How long did it take you to where you just weren't thinking about the fact that you had it on? Or are you still in that?
I'm still thinking about it because it feels like it's just pinching me a little bit. But I'm told that you do get used to that. And there's no other way for it to work because it does need to be tight and, you know, kind of working against your natural movement. But so the whole time we've been doing the show, it hasn't been unbearable, but I can tell it's there, you know. Uh-huh. I feel like maybe a little bit of me now understands what it's like to be a lady with the bra business, you know, because they all, you know, they run around with their bras and stuff. And that's not always easy to have your bra on, you know. I mean, I don't know. That's the whole point is I should learn. Let's see who we got here. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Hello, it's Scott.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, Scott.
Well, Scott, what part of the world are you from?
Southern California, where it rains for weeks at a time.
Fantastic. I wish it would rain when you had your fires. You know, that'd be the good time.
No, we don't plan well.
It's really weird. Anyway, well, Scott from California, what's your question or thought or comment?
What's my question? Oh, gosh, so many. All right, do you regret this morning not sending Nick to an all-male Catholic school?
No, I don't. Also, he would have been terrible there because in a regular old public school, he already hated school and did terrible with his grades and stuff. But he's a very well-behaved kid, so he already kind of had that in him. But all the high expectation for like super high performance student stuff would have really been a drag on him.
I don't think Covington Catholic is really pushing the academics.
Well, it appears that they're pushing more than that. Yes, they appear to be pushing a lot of interesting ideas, depending on on who you are. I also, that whole thing, I'll tell
you
my big
footage up this morning. It's even worse.
Yeah,
so.
I don't, that whole thing rubbed me so wrong, and the look on that kid's face pissed me off so bad that I really just wanted to haul off and punch him. I just
wanted to punch him.
Yeah, I just want to punch that smile off his face. It is the wrong response, but if I was his dad, I'd be so pissed. I'd be so pissed at that kid. Even if the kid felt like he had a reason, or I understand kids get stuff in their heads and they go a little far. I had a friend who threw a bag of cream that you may use to make ice cream in a giant ice cream machine. He threw this big bulbous bag of cream off a freeway and smashed some poor lady's window and she wrecked her car. That was a terrible thing to do. He shouldn't have done it. He's a great guy now, has kids, he's a wonderful dad, and he's probably super good about making sure his kids never make the mistake he did. So I get it, right? Kids are dumb, they make bad mistakes. This is a case though where if I was that kid's father, I would have jumped through freaking hoops, hell and high water, to punish my stupid kid for being an a-hole. Like, you little piece of shit. Like,
I honestly had PTSD because the one fight I ever got in my life in junior high school, there was a group of three or four kids like these who were making fun of some little kid, new kid at the school, and they were taunting him, and they were screaming at him, and they were in his face. And I was standing a little ways away, and I got so pissed off at him, I walked over and said, "Hey, leave this guy alone." Mm. And, of course, they took it all out on me.
Of course they did.
And they started taunting me, and they backed me up, and I had two friends with me, but they backed me up against a wall at the school, and they're calling me faggot and all this stuff. And I'm looking around going, where the hell did my friends go? They disappeared.
Oh, yeah, no,
and
that's
so finally, I couldn't. The only way I could see out of it, I jumped on the guy, and they pummeled me so hard that I was just red and swollen and livid, and somebody broke it up, and I walked halfway across the school, found my two friends who looked at me and said, "What happened to you?"
Yeah. Yeah, they know. That's the thing, is you learn who your real friends are real quick in situations like that. Yes, Brian.
So this story, I don't know. I don't think this came up on TMS. What's going on?
Oh, you haven't heard about this thing?
No.
Oh, God. That's a long, sordid tale, but basically,
I imagine there might be some of our listeners who haven't heard this story either who are wondering what Scott from Southern California is talking about.
Look up Native American veteran Nathan Phillips on Twitter
or internet,
you'll find out.
Don't even have to search for that. Just search for Nathan Phillips. You'll get an eyeful. It's really all anyone's talked about for like the last 3 days. This kid in a mega hat basically got in the face of this Native American dude.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. I was wondering what the Nick connection was then.
Well, he's just saying, what if your kid was this kid?
Okay. All right.
Just having a little thought experiment.
Parenting is obviously lacking in Northern Kentucky.
It must be. I know, oh my gosh. And the only comment I heard was from some mom who says this is all the work of black Muslims or some weird thing like that. It's the work of who exactly?
Well, the kid apparently went on a local NBC show and said, we weren't doing that. You guys had the wrong footage, and it's stilted by the media. And more stuff keeps coming out, and it's even worse and even worse. And the stuff you provided as evidence is just
that's my whole point. Like, it's out there for the world to judge, and people are going to feel however they're going to feel. And just like everything today, everything seems to have a side to pick, which drives me crazy. But my main takeaway from the whole thing is, if I was his dad, his shit would be grounded for 3 weeks, and I would be all over him like a cheap suit. Now, maybe his dad's part of the problem. I don't know. But all that did was ring all my dad bells and go, nope, not how it works, not with us.
This entire school needs to go into an assembly and be forced to watch Star Trek Discovery. That's all there is.
Right. So anyway, it's a
big... Gotta learn to work with aliens.
That's right. Work with the aliens. Star Trek new.
Well, I thought you were putting that in some kind of punishment.
No.
No, why would he? His name's Scott.
Made me the man I am today.
That's right. Yes, you're exactly ready. I'm ready for food replicators as well. Scott, take it easy. All right. It's going to do it for today.
Gotcha.
Great calls, everybody. Well done. Yes. And that's always fun. I like doing those, but we'll surely have Steven and Daryl back. I mean, by the time we have Daryl back, there will have been a Star Trek, right?
There have been a couple. It premiered two Thursdays ago, so there's three... Well, there will be three episodes by the time Gerald comes on.
All right. Well, I got to finish that Fyre Festival documentary, which is a real pisser, dude.
Yeah, this is the Netflix one, right?
Not the
Hulu.
Someone says watch both, and because you're going to get a fuller story. So maybe I will. But so far, it's gross. That Fyre Festival thing was gross, and still really gross. Ugh. You should watch it. From the music angle, I think you'd get a kick out of it. Anyway, there's that. What else? Is that it? That's it. We're done. Okay. We're done here. Right. Like I said, Boop Show 3:30 today. We got some cool stuff going on with you after that, but that doesn't matter for announcements. What else?
Right.
can't think of anything else. I'm sure there's something else today. I can't think of what it is. It's Soma Week on Frog Pants Plays, which is another scary game that someone bought. Now I have to play. So
what's it called?
Soma.
Soma?
Yeah, it came out in 2016, I think, and it was a kind of... do you ever remember I heard the name of the game's Amnesia, the Amnesia game? You heard of that one?
No.
Okay. Huh, well, these guys made this game called Amnesia, and it was very scary, like anxiety-inducing, horrific stuff. I never played it. But they came up with a follow-up that was like a futuristic space one called Soma. And it's apparently also very scary, but I won't know, I guess, until I get in there. So,
so that's happening. Oh, yeah, I'm looking at... awesome. Wow, reminds me a little bit of Dead Space.
Yeah, in fact, the chat, Sidian says it's Dead Space plus Bioshock is basically Soma. Yeah. So it's got the horror and the jump, but it's also got a lot of... sci-fi stuff. So I can't tell if it's going to be, probably it'll be more palatable than Resident Evil 7 was, because Resident Evil 7 was just terrifying constantly to me. Mm-hmm. So this may be a little less of that. I don't know. Soma, nice. Is it about San Francisco tech startups? No, it's not.
What?
Anyway, there's that. What else? That's it.
I see Mashup in the...
Mashup. Yep. I have one. We have a Monday mashup. I forgot to do that. All right. Well, so here we go. This is a mashup. This is from Jamie.
Sure.
Does a great job here, of course, doing these. Episodes 1631 through 1634. He calls this the Burgundy Button Downs. I remember that being a title or something, right?
Me too. Yes.
And
we're talking about NASA. NASA employees.
Indeed. I'm going to play it now. See what you think.
what flavor is your Pringle water?
Make sure you put a doily underneath my candy dish.
Yeah.
I gotta go to the shitter. Can I get a shitter, please?
That I prefer.
Okay, I'm a done.
I'm a finish. I'm not getting any younger.
Air 51, we got a problem with the easterly freaking blowing hoo-ha. Let's see here. Hey.
Russian space station sent frozen poop to NASA in honor of government shutdown. We sent frozen poop your way. Enjoy.
You will like it. It is our
frozen
best.
Poop meteor.
This is a delicious sour cream and ranch Merlot. Chunky.
His romaine's all like got little crevices and stuff and little butt cracks everywhere on it.
Didi make a doo-doo. Bang the Peter Piper flute. I believe I can fly.
Oh, yeah. Is that his song? I can believe I can fly.
That's his song. Yeah.
I believe I can pee on whoever's in front of me.
It is fractured but whole.
Fractured but whole.
Fractured butt
hole.
Hole.
Yeah. Fractured yes. butthole. Got it. Yeah.
Listen, Mr. White, I'm not related to that old YouTube thing.
Yeah,
bitch.
Listen. That guy's a bitch.
Hold the line.
Do, 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 do.
Love is always on time.
Hold the line. How do I take a picture of fruit?
Yeah.
Drinking wine from a potato chip can.
It's one of those famous songs from, what's that fake band I said earlier?
The Burgundy Button Downs.
Yeah, the Burgundy Button Downs.
There you go. Athlete, just as fast as you can, drinking wine from a potato chip can, driving around the Walmart lot on the rascal that you just bought.
Pretty good.
This would be turned into an entire song.
I don't remember any of it. The things Fleshed he finds.
A full tune.
Oh, there's a new RE7. I'm not playing that. I'll play that tomorrow.
DLC?
Yeah. No, another mashup he did. I didn't realize he had another one.
Oh, gotcha.
I thought we were all out, but I guess there's one more. We'll do that tomorrow, everyone. And that's going to do it for today. Huge thanks, everybody, for being here. Patreon.com/TMS is how you can support this nonsense. Head on over and throw us a buck our way or more. I mean, whatever you're feeling like. Patreon.com/TMS. For everything else you might need to know, find, look for, you want to request music, you want to find out what songs we played before, you want to email us, you want to find us on Twitter, you want to find our Reddit page, all of it is at frogpants.com/TMS. All right, Brian, let's leave. Do you have a song?
Okay, I do. Now, of course, it's Martin Luther King Day, which would sometimes mean I would play a cover of Pride in the Name of Love. We don't have a request today. Actually, you know, if you've got a birthday or anniversary coming up, get a request in, because there's quite a few for next month. I don't think we have a lot for the rest of this month. So if you've got something you want to request for the last part of this month, a cover, by the way, don't just request a song from a TV show from a different country that you happen to like. Somebody knows who I'm talking about. Anyway, request a cover, and that is... what is it? It's tinyurl.com/TMS requests.
Yep.
This one, the other thing that today is, it's been calculated that today is the most depressing day of the year. It's the third Monday in January, which for some reason is known as Blue Monday, the saddest day of the year.
All right.
It always makes me think of New Order, though. The song Blue Monday, and that's what we're going to play. This one came from the soundtrack to the film Atomic Blonde. Okay film, great soundtrack.
Yeah.
2017. It's a cover by the band Health. Here is New Order's Blue Monday.
We'll see you guys tomorrow for TMS Tuesday.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
He was a bread lord!